奉主耶稣圣名跟大家继续来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, continue to study the Bible.
今天下午要用一位老父亲差派他儿子去为自己娶妻子。
This afternoon, I'd like to use the topic, an old father sends his son to take a wife for himself.
今天下午要从创世纪28章开始来跟我们大家谈这个问题。
So this afternoon, I'd like to use the passages from Genesis chapter 28 to help us study this topic.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他为儿子以撒娶妻之后他的儿子就离开他。
We know that after Abraham sent for the servant to take a wife for his son Isaac, then they left him.
也就是说，就是像圣经所说的，做儿子的离开父亲，独立生活。
Just like recorded in the Bible, the son would leave the father to have his own family.
因为接下去第25章就记载亚伯拉罕他又娶了一个妻子了。
Because in chapter 25, it records Abraham then took another wife.
因为当儿子娶妻之后，这个老父亲剩下自己一个孤身寡人。
Because after his son took a wife, now he's all alone by himself.
所以还有人要嫁他，所以亚伯拉罕又娶了一个妻子。
So he took another woman as a wife.
那又生了六个孩子。
Then he had 6 more sons.
所以亚伯拉罕后面所生的孩子，在神眼中都不是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
All the sons that bore to Abraham, the 6 sons in the eyes of God were not his descendants.
因为神只认定以撒是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Because God only recognized Isaac as his son.
所以我们很明显的看出亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒就分开生活。
So from here we can see clearly that then Abraham had a separate life from his son Isaac.
那以撒娶妻之后20年里面，他的妻子利百加都没有生育。
After Isaac took his wife Rebekah, in 20 years of marriage, she did not have any children.
这个20年是以撒一个很重大的考验。
So in the 20 years, it was a great challenge to Isaac.
对利百加来说也是一个考验。
This also was a great challenge test to Rebekah.
因为神所有的应许都要以撒来承接。
Because God, all the God's promises will be taken place through Isaac.
现在以撒如果没孩子，这个应许怎么继续下去呢？
So if Isaac could not have a son, how could God's promise continue?
所以圣经特别提到第25章的第21节说，以撒他为他妻子不能生育，切切的求告神。
So in Genesis chapter 25 verse 21, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
那圣经说神就应允他的祈求。
The Bible tells us the Lord granted his plea.
他的妻子就怀孕了。
And Rebecca, his wife, conceived.
那所以我们很明显的看出了这个生育的事情真的是神的赏赐。
So from here we can clearly see that able to conceive, have children is a grace from God.
是神的祝福。
It is a blessing from God.
所以遇到这个问题，以撒他只能够祷告。
So when they encountered this problem, all Isaac can do was to pray to God.
他是为他祈求神呢。
He pleaded for his wife.
所以这个时候你看以撒知道他妻子不能够生育，只有神能够解决。
Isaac knew that the fact that his wife was barren, this problem can only be solved by God.
他不是自己去锻炼身体啊。
He did not go train and
不是去什么找医生啊。
Or he did not go find a doctor.
他是为妻子祷告。
He pleaded for his wife.
神就听他祷告。
So God granted his plea.
祷告完之后，他妻子就怀孕了。
After he pleaded, then Rebecca conceived.
生下一对双胞胎。
And gave birth to a set of twins.
圣经说26节说他生得两个儿子的时候，他60岁了。
The Bible tells us that when he had 2 sons, he was 60 years old.
这两个儿子个性完全不一样了。
So these 2 sons' personalities were drastically different.
那一个很外向，一个很内向的。
One was an extrovert, the other one was an introvert.
好，那儿子就长大了。
So the kids grew up.
圣经就很快速的记载到第27章。
Then the Bible recorded their story, and in chapter 28.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个时候以撒年老了，他眼睛昏花，不能看见。
So at this time, Isaac was old in age, he has lost his eyesight, he could not see very well.
那这个时候以撒到底多老呢？
So how old was Isaac at this time?
如果我们从约瑟的当宰相的年纪跟雅各他自己下埃及去的年纪来推算的话。
From the age of Jacob went down to Egypt, and the age that Joseph became the prime minister.
那我们把它反推回来， 这个时候的以撒应该大概130多岁了。
So if you derived an estimated age from that, it's estimated that Isaac was about 130 years old.
哦，那130多岁，其实他那时候的年纪跟亚伯拉罕派遣老仆人去为儿子娶妻差不多。
So the 130 years old, that was about the age that when Abraham sent his old servant to take a wife for his son.
因为那时候他亚伯拉罕是140岁啊。
Because Abraham at the time was about 140 years old.
就看到，哎，这个现在这个事情换以撒要来做了。
So you can see that now is Isaac's turn doing this.
以撒他现在年纪老迈以后，他要把这个神的应许传下去了。
Now that Isaac is old in age, he will pass on God's promise to the next generation.
特别提到以撒，他很爱以扫，因为常常吃他儿子的美味。
The Bible tells us that Isaac loved Esau because he ate his food.
啊，但是这个利百加呢，这个妈妈呢，她啊比较喜欢啊雅各。
But Rebecca, the mother, was in favor of Jacob.
哦，那是在25章的第27节、28节所写的。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 5, verse 27 and 28.
哦，因为雅各为人安静，所以常常在帐篷里面。
Because Jacob was a mild man dwelling in tents.
那以撒喜欢打猎呢，常常在野外啊，就有些野味打回来给爸爸吃。
And Esau was skillful hunter, so he often bring back the food of his game.
啊，所以我们看到啊，这夫妻两个人对这两个儿子有不同的喜好，程度不太一样。
So we can tell that this couple, mom and dad, had favoritism towards his two children.
那现在以撒年老，他要为儿子祝福的时候，他首先想要为以扫祝福。
When Isaac was old in age, he first wants to bless Esau.
但是最后是由雅各得到这个长子的祝福。
But at the end, it was Jacob that received the blessing of the firstborn.
那因为雅各其实他已经跟以扫啊用红豆汤把他的长子名分把他换来了。
Because Jacob already took the right of the firstborn with lentil soup.
那是因为以扫自己轻看这长子的名分。
And this is because Esau himself despised the right of the firstborn.
他自己把这个长子卖掉了，他都不知道说接下去就丧失这个福分了。
He sold the right to the firstborn. He did not realize he will also sold the blessings coming with it.
要出卖这个长子名分的时候，没有想到事情这么严重。
When he sold the right of the firstborn, he did not realize how serious this is.
等到他发现问题大的时候，已经来不及了。
When he realized that this was a great problem, it was already too late.
所以最后，这个做父亲的把天上地上的福气都给了雅各。
So as a father, Isaac gave all the blessings from heaven and earth to Jacob.
所以最后换来的就是这个以扫他怀恨在心的。
So Esau was having hatred towards Jacob.
他想要等到父亲过世的时候就要杀兄弟雅各。
He was waiting for his father Isaac to pass away, then he will kill his brother.
那这个时候做妈妈的听到这个大儿子以扫这个想法。
Now, as a mother, heard the thoughts of Jacob, of Esau.
他就特别跟他这个小儿子雅各这样说。
So she warned her younger son, Jacob.
我们看第27章43节。
Let's turn to chapter 27, verse 43. Verse 43, now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran.
44节。
44, and stay with him for a few days, until your brother's fury turns away.
45节。
45, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him, then I will send and bring you from here. Why should I be bereaved also of both of you in one day?
这其实就是以撒最后会把他的儿子送出去的真正的原因。
So this is a true reason behind why Isaac sent out his son.
因为这个做妈妈的觉得她的这个儿子雅各住在家里不安全了。
Because as a mother, Rebecca realized that his younger son is no longer safe at home.
所以她希望他能够跑到他舅舅家里去去那里避避风头。
So she wanted him to run away to his uncle Laban's house for a while.
等到适当的时机再把他再回来就好了。
So when the time is right, she will receive him back.
那这个时候第46节特别就提起利百加就对以撒提起婚姻的事情。
And now in verse 46, Rebecca reminded Jacob matter of the marriage.
你看46节。
46. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heath, like those who are in the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?
我们这里看到利百加他对他的儿子以扫已经娶了两个赫人的女子做妻子这件事情他很痛苦。
From here we can see that Rebekah was grieved because his son Esau took two wives from the land of Heath.
那这两位是赫人是当地迦南人是不拜神的跟他的信仰不一样的。
People of Heath, the Canaanites, they had different beliefs from them and they did not worship God.
那个以扫在什么时候娶妻子呢
?When did Esau take a wife?
如果我们看25章。
Let's turn back to 25.
是25章吗二十六章，对不起，二十六章。
Chapter 26.
二十六章的三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四节，三十四五节，请读。
34. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. Verse 35. And they were a grief of mine to Isaac and Rebekah.
我们就看到他。利百加他心里愁烦，就是因为他这个儿子以扫的婚姻造成的。
We know that Rebecca was grieved of mind because of the marriage of Esau.
我们就会看到说，今天我们的儿女如果婚姻不幸福的时候，做父母亲的其实最痛苦了。
So we know that as parents, if we see that our children did not have a good marriage, we're the one that's grieving.
所以婚姻不但是终身大事，是其实会影响到。父母亲的后半生的。
So marriage is not only a very important matter in our lives, but also affect the life of our parents.
所以这个时候，你看以扫40岁，他的兄弟，我看还是住在帐篷里面，在那边煮红豆汤啊。
Esau was 40 years old, and his brother was still in a tent cooking the lentil soup.
但是以扫已经娶了两个妻子了。
But Esau had already took two wives.
他是打猎的。
He was a hunter.
在那个时代，打猎人都是英勇的。
And during that time, all the hunters were heroes.
众人所认可的。
And they were recognized by others.
你看那个该隐的后代那个零路啊，零路他就是那个猎户之首，最英勇的人，打猎的。
So one of the descendants of Cain, he was the forefather of all the hunters.
所以这个人，就变得很出名嘛。
And that's why this person was very famous.
你看到了以实玛利也是很会打猎的。
And when it comes to Ishmael, he also was a hunter.
现在到了以扫也是很会打猎，都是到外面去征讨的。
And Esau was also very good at hunting. They went out to the field and hunt.
所以他四十岁的时候就有两个女人喜欢他了。
So when he was 40 years old, there were already two women in love with him.
那看起来他娶妻子应该是自己去娶的。
It seems that he took the wives for himself.
因为我们从后来利百加跟以撒对话，以及他们后来所做的，我们就看出以扫他真的是凭他自己的喜好去娶妻的。
From the conversation of Rebecca and what happened to them later on, you can tell that Esau took the wives by his own will.
现在在这个以扫这个大儿子想要杀害雅各的这个情况底下，利百加特别提起这个以扫的婚姻。
Esau wanted to murder his son. Rebekah at this time mentioned about Esau's marriage.
所以他特别提到说，我的儿子雅各如果也娶这个外邦的女子为妻，那我就不用活了，真的一辈子就完了。
Rebekah said that if my son Jacob also take the wife from daughters of Heath, then what good will my life to be to me?
两个媳妇就已经不得了，如果再娶进来另外一个是他就。投降就倒在地上了。
Is bad enough that she had two daughter-in-laws from the Canaanites. It would be so much worse if they take more.
所以就是在这个情况底下，现在利百加跟以撒他们要把他们的儿子送出去，要解决这婚姻的问题。
Under the circumstance, Isaac and Rebecca decided to send out his son to solve this problem.
所以看起来很明显的，利百加一定是。跟以撒有这个共识，要让这个小儿子雅各到舅舅拉班那边去。
So Rebecca and Isaac had this common understanding that they will send their younger son Jacob to their uncle's house.
利用这个机会要娶妻子。
To use this opportunity to take a wife.
一方面是逃命。
On one hand is to flee for his own life.
另一方面就是要娶妻。
On the other hand, is to take a wife for himself.
所以第二十八章一开头，现在是这个做父亲的把儿子雅各叫来了。
And now in the beginning of chapter 28, Isaac, the father, then called his son.
他特别给他祝福。
He especially gave him a blessing.
吩咐他这个重要任务。
And also gave him a very important mission.
对以撒来说，他可能不知道当时候利百加心里真正的想，他想要顺便去做的事。
To Isaac, he maybe did not realize that Rebecca also had another intention.
因为以扫想要杀雅各这件事情，以撒做父亲的可能不知道。
Because Esau wanted to kill Jacob, maybe Isaac as a father did not know this.
但是做妈妈的知道。
But Rebecca the mother knew this.
所以现在要叫他出去舅舅家的时候，其实最主要目的是要保命的。
So the reason to go out to his uncle's house, the most important reason is to flee for his life.
但是现在以撒叫来了，他现在要离开，他特别跟他的儿子祝福。
Now Isaac called Jacob, and sent him home and gave him a blessing.
要娶妻的事情有两个条件。
And there are two conditions to take a wife.
第一个，不可以娶外邦迦南女子为妻。
And first, they cannot take a wife from the Canaanites.
哦，所以这个条件跟当时亚伯拉罕为他儿子娶妻是一样的。
And this is the same criteria of Abraham when he took a wife for his son Isaac.
第二个。
Second.
他说你现在要往你舅舅家去。
Second is
外祖父到你的外公的家里去。
Is to go to the house of your mother.
好，那在你母舅拉班的女儿当中娶一女为妻哦。
And then take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother.
好，所以现在是他指定对象。
And now he had chose a family.
外邦女子不可以，现在指定对象就是你舅舅女儿里面的一个。
That you cannot take any daughters of the Canaan, but take a wife from the Laban's daughters.
这是做父亲的对他儿子婚姻的两个条件。
And these are the two conditions of a father.
接下来，这个做父亲的就为儿子祝福。
Then as a father, he blessed his son.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you.
哦，所以这个是做父亲的主动的祝福，这个是长子的祝福。
This is the blessing of a father, blessing to the firstborn.
哦，那其实这个时候的雅各真的已经成为长子了。
And now Jacob actually had become the firstborn.
哦，那他的祝福的内容，这个全能的神赐福给你，其实这跟当初神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候所讲的话是一样的。
And the first blessing, may God Almighty bless you. This is the same blessing God has given to Abraham.
好，所以神他向亚伯兰说的也是我是全能的神。
When God talked to Abraham, he also said that I am God Almighty.
那现在第四节特别说
，In verse four，
这个神将应许亚伯兰的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所聚居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯兰的地。
Verse 4, and give you the blessings of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham.
从这里我们就看到，其实雅各已经成为长子了。
From here we can see that Jacob already became the firstborn.
亚伯拉罕的福现在由雅各来继承。
Now Jacob will inherit the blessings of Abraham.
所以这个土地也要成为你跟你的后裔的土地。
Now this land will become the land of you and your descendants.
我们就看到这个时候，他这个做父亲的，他给他儿子交代这个任务，你出去要为自己娶妻子了。
Now this father sent out his son and gave him a responsibility to take a wife for yourself.
其实我们有时候在说这个，我们教会里面的婚姻有那个所谓以撒式的或雅各式的。
We say that there are two kinds of marriages in our church. One is a form of Jacob, one is a form of Isaac.
以撒式的就是媒妁之言，反正就是派老仆人自己去跟你撮合。
Isaac type of wedding is, or marriage is, when someone sends out the marriage coordinator, like an old servant, to find a wife for the son.
那雅各式的就是自己去找，自己去恋爱了。
And Jacob type is to find your own partner and to fall in love.
那真的是这样吗？
So is this true?
其实不对。
That's not right.
雅各他的婚姻是他的父亲指定的，他的机会更少。
And because Jacob's marriage was appointed by his father.
他是被父亲送出去说你要自己去找，而且指定说你舅舅女儿的一个。
And his father sent him out to take a wife for himself, but he had to take a wife from the daughter of his uncle's house.
所以其实雅各离开家的时候，他就知道他的任务是什么了。
So when Jacob left his house, he knew what his responsibilities were.
他是得到父亲的授权，现在要去找出那一个他喜爱的妻子而已。
His father gave him the authority to take a wife that he would love for himself.
雅各其实只被允许娶一个妻子的。
Jacob was only allowed to take one wife.
这是神一贯的原则啊。
And this is God's universal principle.
我们就看到亚伯拉罕是一个妻子。
We know that Abraham had one wife.
在神眼中，撒拉所生的才是他的后代。
In the eyes of God, only descendants born to Sarah was God's descendants.
其他那夏甲、那基土拉都不算呢、啊。
Hagar and other wives are not, they don't count.
所以神只认定他只有这亚伯拉罕只有这个妻子。
So God only recognized that Abraham only had one wife.
以撒就是只有娶利百加。
And Isaac only can marry Rebecca.
在最开始，这个雅各对他以撒对他儿子的婚姻也是娶一个妻子。
And Isaac only also told his son Jacob to take one wife.
好，所以现在雅各就走了。
Now Jacob left.
他走了，他现在就要到他的舅舅家去嘛。
He is going to his uncle's house.
那我们现在看到这个插曲，就是雅各走了以后，现在以扫突然他眼睛突然亮起来了。
After Jacob left, Esau finally seemed that he woke up.
那我们有没有想过，当时候雅各是几岁呢？
Did you think about at the time how old was Esau?
雅各。
Jacob.
因为雅各这个时候应该是，如果我们把它推算，雅各应该是70多岁的人了。
Jacob at the time was 70 years old.
他的兄弟以扫40岁就结婚了。
His brother Esau married when he was 40 years old.
雅各到70多岁都还没有结婚呢。
And Jacob, until he was 70s, in his 70s, he was still not married.
这个时候他应该大概70岁左右，70或71岁的。
At the time, he was probably 70, 71 years old.
那以扫已经娶两个妻子了。
And Esau already married two wives.
好，但是他的婚姻让他的父母亲很伤心嘛，以扫的婚姻呢。
But his marriage had caused great grief to his parents.
他也知道他的母亲不喜欢他这两个妻子。
And he also knew that his mother did not like his wives.
好了，现在先看第六节。
And verse 6.
来，请读第六节。
Verse 6, Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take himself a wife from there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan.
第七节。
Verse 7, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram.
第八节。
Verse 8, also Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac.
好，我们从这三节我们就看到这个以扫啊，他现在说他看见以撒给雅各祝福。
And that Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob.
这是他第一次看到，他这次的祝福是以扫自己没话讲了。
And this is the first time that Esau had witnessed Isaac's blessing.
他的祝福内容就是第三节这里所说的。
And the content of Isaac's blessing is recorded in verse 3.
这就是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
这个事实就是在父亲的眼中，雅各就是长子。
That in the eyes of God, in the eyes of his father, Jacob was the firstborn.
而且他把这个兄弟雅各打发到舅舅家去。
And he sent out his son Jacob to his uncle's house.
要在那里娶妻子。
To find a wife there.
并且见到，这是以扫第二次看见，他看见说祝福的时候特别吩咐说不要娶迦南的女子。
And he also heard that you shall not take a wife from the daughter of Canaan.
这时候他在恍然大悟。其实在父母亲的心目中不可以娶迦南女子为妻。
That's the first time he realized that in the eyes of his father and mother, he cannot marry the daughters of Canaan.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他现在又第三次看见了雅各听从父母的话往他舅舅家去了。
And he also saw that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram.
他这三个看见之后，在第八节他就晓得他父亲真正的心意了。
After he saw all these, he realized his father's intent.
他说：“原来我的父亲看不中迦南的女子，他竟然不知道。
”He did not realize before that his father is not pleased with the daughters of Canaan.
我们就知道以扫他到外面去打猎，这样子很出风头。
And we know that Esau was a hunter and he was well known.
往往我们都是有看到他猎昏了，他把他的长子名分随便的就卖给雅各了。
We know that he was married and we know that he was tired, so he so exchanged the right of his firstborn with his brother Jacob.
但是以扫他猎昏的不是只有这一点而已啊。
And but Esau was not only tired and wrong about this thing.
他连他娶妻子是他的父母亲不喜欢的，造成他的父母亲很伤心，这个事情他浑然不知。
He did not realize the fact that he had married a Canaanite woman and was causing grief to his parents. He was unaware of it.
他也没有看到说原来婚姻是要听从父母亲的话的。
And he did not realize that he had to listen to his parents when it comes to marriage.
在这个时候，他才看到他的兄弟雅各是怎么样听父母亲的话，要往巴旦亚兰去娶妻子的。
And it's now that he realized how his brother Jacob listened to his parents and went to Padan Aram to take a wife.
所以雅各他结婚的时间点是他的父母亲跟他主意的。
So Jacob then took a wife when it was
permitted.
The time that Jacob took a wife was permitted by his parents.
因为他的父母亲觉得这个时候雅各一定要结婚了，不能再做等下去了。
Because his parents realized that this is a time that Jacob needs to be married. He shouldn't wait any longer.
因为他如果留在家里，他有生命危险。
Because if he had stayed home, his life will be in danger.
他要离开。
He must leave.
他要离开，他一定要一个帮助者，他要去找一个配偶。
If he leaves, he has to have a helper, so he needs to find a spouse.
我们知道雅各他就是住在帐篷里面的。
We know that Jacob dwelt in a tent.
他从小就是被妈妈呵护长大的。
And that he was well protected by his mother.
现在这个做母亲的知道时间到了。
And now as a mother, she knows that time is right.
要让这个儿子能够独立了。
And that she wants this son to be independent.
所以又碰到刚好碰上这个兄弟当中有这个问题，这是很关键的。
And the key during this key time, there's also this feud between the brothers.
所以叫他说你去找妻子。
And so now he told Jacob to go and find yourself a wife.
这次娶妻子，以撒不是派仆人去帮他找了。
This time, Isaac did not send a servant to look for a wife.
叫他自己去找。你现在去，你的任务就是要娶妻子。
But instead, he sent him out, and charged him with a mission of finding himself a wife.
他先给他祝福。
He blessed him.
先给他指定对象。
And he had pointed out the potential.
他说你特别要注意，你绝对不可以娶那个迦南女子。
And he warned him that you cannot take a wife from the Canaan.
看起来雅各真的没有什么选择，他很多限制的。
And it seems that Jacob did not have much choices. He had a lot of restrictions.
但是这个做雅各的，他说听从他父母亲的话。
But Jacob listened to his parents and he left.
那所以你看以扫，你看他眼睛迷糊到他婚姻这么样的失败，他都不知道父母亲是这样子的想法的。
And Esau was so confused that he did not even realize that his marriage had failed and that this is the way his parents thought.
好了，他现在想到说我过去犯了一个错误了。
Now Esau realized that he had made a mistake before.
那现在他想要弥补啊。
So he wanted to make up for it.
第九节说。
Verse 9.
请读。
So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, and his wife in addition to the wives he had.
你看这里这个以扫做什么事呢？
And look what Esau did here.
因为他听到父亲把雅各送出去是到母舅家里面去，就是妈妈那边的亲戚去啊，舅舅的女儿去找一个嘛。
He saw that his father had sent out his brother Jacob to go to his mother's brother's house, his uncle's house to take a wife.
他不跟他走兄弟同样路线，他现在跑到他父亲的另一个儿子以实玛利那边啊，就是其实以实玛利是他的uncle 因为是以撒的兄弟嘛，同父异母的兄弟啊。
So he did not follow Jacob. Instead, he went to Ishmael, which is his uncle. That's Isaac's half brother.
哦，到以实玛利的这个家族里面去找了一个女儿来了。
And he went to the household of Ishmael to find a wife.
好，然后这个所以他现在娶第三个妻子。
So now he took on a third wife.
哦，想说这样子的话，他的父亲可能会喜爱的。
He thinks that now, if he does this, he will be pleasing to his father.
其实这个时候一切都已经太迟了。
But the truth is, it was already too late.
他是自己去的，他自己想说，可能这样子父亲会喜爱。
He did it himself because he thought this will be pleasing to his father.
但是这个不是他父亲的指示。
But this was not an instruction of his father.
我们就看到以扫他在婚姻的事情上，他真的是每次都是用自己的想法，在以为这样做他的父母亲会高兴。
From here, we can see that Esau uses his own will. He does what he thinks would be pleasing to his parents.
但是他现在是犯第三次的错误。
So this is the third mistake he made.
他所做的完全没有办法弥补他在之前的错误了。
What he did could not make up for the mistakes that he already made.
所以我们就看到这个以扫他对婚姻的态度实在是真的是想到什么就做什么的。
From here, we can see that Esau's attitude towards marriage is that he does what he wants.
他完全不会想到他父母亲的意见的。
He does not consider the opinions of his parents.
这是为什么他的父母亲会这么样的愁烦。
And this is why, this caused so much grief to his parents.
现在雅各他听从他的父母亲，他现在往巴旦亚兰去，要去娶妻子。
Jacob listened to his parents, went to Padan Aram to find himself a wife.
所以现在雅各的目标就是一定要到他的舅舅家去，要从女儿你他的。应该是他的舅舅里面应该是他的 cousin, 对不对、哦、他的表妹里面去找一个了。
So now he went to his uncle's house and looked for a wife among his cousins.
那现在所以第十节说雅各就出了别示巴向哈兰走去了。
Verse 10, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
这个时候雅各离开他的家别示巴，那时候他是什么样的心情，他是什么装备呢？
So with what kind of mindset and what kind of equipment did he carry with him when he left for Beersheba?
因为圣经就只有这样写，他就走了。
Because the Bible only records that he left.
但其实我们如果看32章。
If you turn to chapter 32.
32章。
32.
第十节。
Verse 10.Verse 10, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant, for I cross over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies.
当初雅各说他离开他的家过一段河的时候只有拿一根杖而已。
When Jacob had left his house, crossed over the Jordan, he only had a staff.
看起来他真的是孤身一个人就走了，因为他看起来就是也不知道走多远，他很简单的就离开。凭着信心走的。
It seemed that he was by himself. He simply had just left by himself.
这条路他没有走过的。
And went on a path that he's never been to.
他现在到了这个地方，到在这个路上啊，在那个睡觉的那个晚上，神跟他显现。
And he came to a certain place at night when he slept. God appeared to him.
他才原来明白，神一路都在带领他。
That's when he realized that God was with him the whole time.
神跟他保证，我与你同在。
God had promised him that he will be with him.
不论你往哪里去，我都要保佑你，要领你归回这地。
That no matter where he goes, God will protect him and lead him back to this land.
我不会丢弃你，一直到我成全的向你所应许的。
And God will not forsake him until he fulfills a promise to him.
雅各才了解，原来神。我这个父亲的神一直在保护我。
That's when Jacob realized that his father's God had been protecting him the whole time.
这里就是神的殿，天的门。
And now here is a temple of God, the door of heaven.
他就把那个石头立作柱石，然后把它浇油在上面做记号。
So then he took the stone that he had put his head and set it as a pillar.
给他起名字叫伯特利。
And he named it Bethel.
伯特利就是神的殿的意思。
Bethel means God's temple.
啊，所以。在那个地方他跟神有个约定。
So it was there that he had a covenant with God.
神如果跟我同在把我平平安带回来。
That if God is with me and lead me back safely.
我就要在这个地方所立为柱子的地方做神的殿。
And that, he will come,
第二十二节。
Verse 22, and at the stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house.
你赐给我的我要献上十分之一感谢你。
And that all you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
所以这个时候，雅各哇，他相信神一定会把他平平安带回来这里啊，这个应许的地。
Jacob truly believed that God will lead him back to this land.
我们就看到这个神默默的在引导雅各他的这个旅程。
We can see that God is has silently been guiding Jacob's path.
让雅各他在这一次的旅程当中可以体会到。他的信仰是需要有根基的，他要跟神有直接接触了。
And that during this journey, God wanted to help him realize that his faith towards God needs to have a foundation, that he needs to experience God.
神跟他之间有这样一个约定了。
That between him and God there is a vow.
所以我们就看到接下去雅各就很顺利的到了东方之地，就是到了哈兰了。
And then Jacob has safely traveled to Haran.
来到了这个井旁。
That he came to a well.
他现在也不认识他的舅舅。
He did not know who his uncle was.
因为从以撒离开到现在雅各再重新回来已经经过很多年了。
Because many years have passed since Isaac left.
就是他的妈妈利百加对不起利百加。
Since Rebecca left and now Jacob had returned back home.
利百加结婚到现在雅各又长大这么老了这个可能九十年都有了。
And perhaps it's been about 90 years since Rebecca left his father's house and now Jacob returning back.
因为雅各已经70多岁了。
Because Jacob was already 70 years old.
结婚20年才生孩子啊。
And Isaac and Rebecca married 20 years before they had a son.
所以至少90年了。
So it's been at least 70 years.
那现在雅各回来这个地方他谁也不认识谁啊。
So now Jacob came back to this land and he didn't know anyone.
他只是问说你们知不知道那个哈兰的子孙拉班哦你们认识吗
?And so he's asking, do you know, Laban, the son of Nahor?
你们认识吗他们说我们认识碰到认识的人。
And they say that we knew him.
雅各就说第六节说他平安吗
?Then he said to them, is he well?
他们说平安。
They say he is well.
然后看啊他的女儿拉结领着羊来了。
And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with a sheep.
那所以你看在这样一个点就刚好拉结出现了。
And that during this critical time, Rachel appeared.
好，拉结来了之后，雅各好感动。
And when Rachel came, Jacob was very touched.
所以他第十一节特别说，雅各就跟拉结亲嘴，放声而哭。
Then, verse 11, Jacob kissed Rachel and lift up his voice and wept.
所以现在神把雅各的脚步带到这个地方来，他第一个认识的就是拉结。
Now God had left, God had guided Jacob's footstep to this land, and the first person he knew was Rachel.
第十二节，雅各就告诉拉结他自己的身份。
In verse 12, Jacob told Rachel, who he is.
好，那现在这个舅舅拉班就来把雅各接回去了。
Now Uncle Laban came and received Jacob.
跟他抱着他，与他亲嘴。
And that he hugged him and kissed him.
领他到自己的家里去。
And he brought him to his house.
那这个时候，你看雅各将一切的情由就告诉拉班了。
And Jacob then told everything to Laban.
也就是说，这个时候雅各呢，他把他为什么要到舅舅家来这个前因后果都跟拉班讲了。
Jacob had told Laban everything that had took place and what brought him here.
这当中一定提到他来这里是要娶妻子的。
And he of course would have mentioned that he came here to take a wife.
哇，所以拉班很高兴啊，看到自己的这个外甥来了，哇，你真是我的骨肉。
And Laban was very happy to see his nephew came, and he said that you are the bone of my bone and my flesh.
雅各就跟他一起住，跟这个舅舅住了一个月了。
Then Jacob lived with his uncle for a month.
那这个同住这一个月当中，雅各其实没有就坐在那边做啊。就在那边给他服侍嘛。
During the month of stay there, Jacob did not just live there to be served.
我们从第15节看出来，拉班对雅各说：“你虽是我的骨肉，你岂可白白的服侍我呢？请告诉我你要什么为工价。”
Verse 15, Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what should your wage be?"
那表示说，你看当时候雅各来到舅舅家的时候，他服侍他的时候，他并没有跟他讲工价，就是很自然的，我应该要做的。
From here, we can see that when Jacob came to his uncle Laban's house, he served him, and he did not ask for anything in return. He thought this is his responsibility.
这个雅各的服侍让拉班自己觉得不好意思的。
And Jacob's service made Laban realize that he was embarrassed by it.
看起来应该不是拉班要他做的哦。
It seems that he did not do this because the request of Laban.
是雅各来到了这个舅舅家，他主动就做这些事。
But rather, Jacob came to his uncle's house and he did everything on his own.
他的服侍做什么？我们不是，他们圣经没有写，我们不知道。
The Bible did not record what exactly Jacob did, so we don't know. But you can imagine.
因为雅各碰到拉结的时候，有一群羊是拉结在照顾的。
When Jacob met Rachel, Rachel had a group of sheep.
所以很有可能雅各的服侍就是在照顾羊群的。
So it's possible that Jacob's job was to tend the sheep.
哦，那当然也有可能雅各到帐篷里面是煮东西，也有可能啊，因为他本来就很厉害了。
It's also possible that Jacob was cooking in the tent because he was very good at that.
他已经被他妈妈训练了七十年了，你知道吗
？He already been trained by his mother for 70 years.
所以说不定他就煮东西啊，然后拉结他们回来就大吃一顿啊，谢谢。
It could be that he was cooking a great feast or meal every day so everyone can eat together.
这个时候他的拉这个舅舅拉班觉得诶那我应该要给你什么工价你自己说。
Now Laban, his uncle, asked him, what do you want for your wages?
这个时候特别 提到说拉班两个女儿一个叫利亚一个叫拉结。
Now the Bible mentioned Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel.
利亚眼睛没有神气拉结生的俊美貌俊秀。
Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
那如果用那个外貌当然雅各一眼就爱拉结了。
If you look at the outer appearance, of course, Jacob fell in love with Rachel.
所以这个爱哦，让雅各哦，他甘愿牺牲了。
And because of this love, Jacob then willingly sacrificed.
所以雅各就跟他舅舅说：“我愿为你的小女儿拉结服侍你七年。”
And Jacob told his uncle that he's willing to serve him for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter.
这个七年是雅各自己讲的呢。
And Jacob said 7 years himself.
我们在座的弟兄，如果你自己讲，你会讲几年
？And for all the brothers sitting here, if it was up to you, how many years would you do this for?
你家没有跟你讲说多久，你自己说，你自己开啊，开口啊，你说你现在几年？三年、五年、十年
？If it was not required of you, then how many years would you offer to serve it?
我们想说，我服侍你一个月，可能够，不然两个月。
Maybe you'll say 1 month or 2 months.
如果讲一年就已经不得了了。
And it's a big deal if you would serve for a year.
但是这个时候，雅各他出于爱，他说七年。
Because Jacob's love, he said 7 years.
这个是远超过一般在讲论工价的那个条件呢。
And this is beyond the wages when it comes to a service.
这个雅各一讲出七年，拉班就知道哇，我这个外甥太棒了。
When Jacob offered to work for 7 years, Laban knew that he had a great nephew.
他真的是一个老实人。
That he is truly a very honest person.
他也没有说，我先打听一下，先等一下，我来去问我认识的朋友，看到底来几年合理。
He did not say, hold on a minute, let me go ask my friends, how many years of service will be reasonable.
他一开口就是七年了。
He said 7 years right off the bat.
那这个七年对雅各来说，特别说，因为他爱拉结，所以他说，就是像几天而已，很快。
The Bible says that because he loved Rachel, it seemed only a few days to him.
这样子真的就雅各规规矩矩的为了拉结的缘故服侍拉班七年。
Jacob then served for 7 years because of Rachel.
所以我们就看到这个爱的力量有多大。
So from here you can see how powerful love is.
当我们一个人对另外一个人有那个感情的时候。
So when a person has love towards the other person,
不但会愿意付出而且会超过一般人所能够了解的说哇原来是爱这么厉害，这么坚强。
That they're not only willing to sacrifice, but they will go above and beyond.
我们后来，我们这个故事我们都知道。等到后来，雅各不得已为了要在服侍这个拉班，在另外得到他想要的时候，这个后面是，我们知道结果吗？拉班骗了雅各嘛。
We all know the story that the result is that Laban had lied to Jacob.
最后雅各这次就不得已了，他为了要真的得到拉结，他还是很忠实的把那七年再把他服侍完毕。
In order to have Rachel, then he served for another 7 years.
因为服侍七年之后，他现在所得到的妻子不是他想要的。
Because after serving Laban for 7 years, the wife that he received was not the one he wanted.
我们看第二十一节。
Let's turn to verse 21.
那七年时间到了以后，雅各跟拉班说：“日期满了，你要把我的妻子给我，好，我跟她同房。”
Verse 21. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in to her."
那拉班就设摆宴席好了，就开始办婚礼了。
And then Laban then made a feast. Then invited everyone.
那这个时候设摆宴席通常就是要七天。
And this usually takes 7 days.
那七天好了，这个那一天他说晚上拉班把女儿律雅给了雅各了。
And that evening he took Leah his daughter and brought her to Jacob.
早晨雅各才恍然到，哇，怎么会是这个
？And in the morning, Jacob realized what happened.
他说你怎么向我跟拉班说你向我做的是什么事啊
？Then he told Laban, "What is it that you have done to me?"
你怎么会这样骗我呢
？How can you deceive me?
好，现在拉班。他就说没有办法，大的女孩没有嫁，你小的不可以。
And so Laban said that I must not, it must not be done. So in our country, to give you younger before the firstborn.
二十七节说，你在为这个满七日之后呢，我就把那个也给你了啊。那你再为我服侍七年。
fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve for another 7 years.
现在这个七年是拉班自己说的。
And now Laban said another 7 years.
结果呢，雅各就如此行了。
And this is what Jacob did.
也没有跟拉班说，你骗我，还要跟我开同样的工价，应该要讲一讲嘛，到底几年比较适合吧。
And Jacob did not say that you lied to me, and how can you ask me to work another 7 years? Let's work something out.
雅各真的很忠厚老实啊。
That Jacob was very honest.
他拉班说什么，他说什么。
And he did what Laban asked.
所以真的在服侍七年。
So he served for another 7 years.
但是他现在不得已变成两个妻子。
But now he didn't have a choice. He had to have two wives.
那所以我们就看到，其实雅各为了拉结的缘故，服侍拉班14年。
From here you can see that Jacob, for the sake of having Rachel, he served Laban for 14 years.
在整个过程当中，我们就看到当时候雅各哦，他这个人的特质了。
And from the service, from the story, we can see the characteristics of Jacob.
他真的很在意他父亲所给他设定的这个工作任务，就是要去娶妻子。
He took seriously the responsibility his father had entrusted to him, that is to find a wife for himself.
他因为这个爱的力量，他能够无怨无悔的服侍拉班14年。
Because he was motivated by his love, that he was willing to serve Laban for 14 years.
你看他这个敬畏神的态度，让他能够保持圣洁，在这七年当中，他像几天真的都是很圣洁的。
And because it's his fear for the Lord that during the 7 years it seemed that he can keep himself holy, it seemed only a few days to him.
所以我们从拉班跟雅各这些对话这个过程当中，我们看到雅各他信仰的品质。
From the conversation between Laban and Jacob, you can see the quality of Jacob's faith.
他对雅各，他对被欺骗或者是为要服侍拉班这些事情，他完全都没有去讲论，没有去论说你应该给我什么价值，他没有去议论呢、啊、哈。
That he did not argue or debate with Laban about his wages.
我们就想说，为什么雅各会这么傻呢
？Why we might wonder why is Jacob so naive？
其实雅各不是傻，他不是傻的。
The truth is that he was not naive.
是因为雅各他真的深信神当初跟他讲的那句话。
It is because Jacob truly believed what God had said to him.
神必与我同在。
That God will be with him.
哦，所以什么事情神既然知道了。
That if God knows everything,
那神就要把我平平的带回到我的父家去。
Then God will lead me safely back to my homeland.
所以既然有神同在，有神在祝福，那就不用跟人家计较什么了。
So if God abides with me, I have the blessings of God, then I don't need to debate with anyone.
所以他就把这个事情就留给神去处理了。
So he left it to be handled by God.
现在就很顺从了，好，七年就七年吧。
Then he with obedience and served for another 7 years.
我们就看到他这种态度，其实在说明他真正的在等候神的时候。
And what he did here, we can tell that he was truly waiting for God's timing.
他深信神的应许。
He truly believed in God's promise.
这个就是雅各信仰真正的宝贵的地方。
And this is what's precious about Jacob's faith.
那所以我们就看到后来雅各真的也完成了他父亲所交付的任务，他真的娶了妻子了。
And Jacob also, at the end, fulfilled the responsibility entrusted by his father. He took a wife for himself.
但是后来事情的演变，有时候总是出乎意料之外了。
But sometimes the story is beyond our expectation.
他本来要娶一个，现在不得已变两个。
His plan was to take one wife, but now he had no choice but to take two.
接下来开始比赛生孩子的时候，不得就变四个。
And that because they're competing to have children, he had to end up with four wives.
所以雅各有苦难言啊。
And so, Jacob had,
就是他不得已啊，不是他自己去选择说要这样子。
That it was not up to Jacob, it was not his choice.
好，所以我们就看到，但是当中也有神的带领，神的祝福。
But during this entire time, there is also the guidance and the blessings of God.
不过我们从雅各的他这个婚姻过程当中，我们看到神他的意思。
From the marriage of Jacob, we can see God's will.
我们看到神 他应许雅各。
We can see that God made promise to Jacob.
因为在神眼中，雅各就是这个长子。
Because in the eyes of God, Jacob was the firstborn.
他是一个蒙福的人。
He was a blessed person.
他的蒙福来自于他愿意顺服神的。
He's blessed because he's willing to be obedient to God.
他愿意听从他母亲的话。
He was willing to listen to his mother.
他碰到这个冲突的时候，他都没有去计较的。
When he faced conflict, he did not avenge for himself.
而且他是真的非常的。忠厚老实哦。
And that he is a very honest, a very simple person.
我们有时候都认为雅各这个人好诡诈。
Sometimes we think that Jacob, this person, was full of
tricks. 其实在这个地方，我们看到谁才是老实人。
But here in the story today, you can see who is the simple person.
那所以雅各他真的就这样子啊，其实神的祝福就一点一点一点的一直加到他身上了。
And because of what Jacob did, God's blessing then slowly showers upon him.
那到最后他要离开的时候，成了两队人马。
And at the end, before he left, he had two groups of people with him.
这一路过程，我们都看到神的祝福了。
And during this entire journey, we can see God's blessings.
虽然他最后生活过得很辛苦。
Even though at the end he led a very harsh life.
但是他完成了父亲的交代。
But he had fulfilled his father's mission.
他抓住了神的应许。
He had held on to God's promise.
他还领受了从神来的祝福。
He also had received the blessings from God.
也建立了他自己的家庭。
He also established his own family.
最后，他成为以色列的祖先。
At the end,
名字改成以色列。
At the end, he became the forefather of Israel, and his name was changed to Israel.
我们就看到他的婚，这个都是从他婚姻开始来的。
And we can see all this came about from his marriage.
好，愿我们今天所查考的亚伯拉罕为他的儿子娶妻，跟雅各被送出去娶妻的这个过程当中。
May what we study today about how Abraham sent a wife for his son Isaac, and how Isaac sent Jacob to find a wife for himself.
我们都能够学到这个婚姻里面的这些重要的教训。
And may we learn from the story the important teachings about marriage.
让我们都能够尊重神的这个原则。
And may we all obey God's principles.
要在主里面嫁娶。
That we have to marry within the Lord.
要能够尊重我们的父母亲。
That we have to honor our parents.
要能够有这个敏感度，发现说我们的婚姻真的会影响我们整个家庭的幸福。
And that we need to be sensitive enough to realize that our marriage will affect our family.
我们能够很单纯的相信神的祝福。
And that we need to, with a simple heart, trust in God's promise.
最后神的应许绝不落空。
And at the end, God's promise shall not be in vain.
我们一定最后也能够感受到 ，Yes, 神的跟我们同在。
At the end, you will feel and realize that yes, God is with me.
愿主与我们同在。
So may the Lord be with us and bless us.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
62首。
Hymn 62.